Good day to you. A story today of the absolute hypocrisy of the Gold Coast City Council and its distorted decision-making, and a further example of its lack of understanding of the environment. Hidden within the Bundle Equine Precinct, right here on the Gold Coast, is a little-known but priceless treasure. A secluded parcel of land of just 2.7 hectares, home to thousands of local and migratory birds. This shallow freshwater haven sits alongside a large brackish canal confronting suburbia. It is an unassuming buffer zone with its own riparian brace of paperbarks, offering sanctuary to many birds and other marine life. It is a noise barrier against the austere and aesthetically indifferent racing facilities now beyond their use-by date in terms of location. Now, here's the rub. The Turf Club want to fill the lake in, drive off the birds, and turn paradise into a parking lot. That's right, they want to pave it, and the council apparently think it's fine for a gaggle of motor vehicles to sit and nest there in summer's heat. Is this what progress is? And if so, the council have been sadly misled or influenced by the big end of town and the Turf Club. I say, let's get the local school kids involved and listen to what they think, as I'm sure it will make more sense, especially as they are tomorrow's citizens who will be handed the legacy of this short-sighted council. I met with two local members of the Gold Coast Wildlife Preservation Society to see the lake for myself and its amazing population of birds. Both Lynn Ogden and Sally Spain and a flock of supporters and experts are battling to save this little lake from the careless hands of a council oblivious to the needs of our feathered friends and, it appears, devoid of common sense. I saw beautiful black swans and their young, magpie geese, moorhens and spoonbills, plus wee little birds such as the superb blue wren and even a handsome spangled drongo, which, if this sad plan goes ahead, will be long remembered as the masthead for the council's flag. Crossed swords and a drongo against a cruise liner blue background. Now, if you think I'm not showing any respect for council, you're right, as this council's history is appalling, led by a mayor who, in my view, seems to have little understanding of the natural world. Both Councillor Lex Bell and Councillor Dawn Critchlow have publicly claimed the lake is toxic. This is demonstrably untrue, and independent expert water quality tests commissioned by the Wildlife Society clearly demonstrate this. Remember, the Wildlife Society have an unblemished record of honesty and integrity, run by volunteers and backed by experts. Therefore, if toxicity is the reason that they're going to pave over the home of the black swans, then it won't wash. In any case, this lake, known as Black Swan Lake, has other significant advantages as well. The council quite properly has a platform on the environment, and I quote, "We have an extensive range of unique and precious natural landscapes and wildlife habitats, from the hinterland ranges to our coasts and wetlands. These local ecosystems face pressures from social and economic development and from climate change. In response, City of Gold Coast is working to protect our landscapes and wildlife, recognising the critical importance of healthy natural environments in shaping a strong and sustainable future." End quote. Now, council go further and spend a great deal of time on their website convincing us they are credible and careful administrators of the natural world. Indeed, they are the appointed guardians, as such, for we the people. However, as can be the case with big money, egos and power, It appears they have forgotten their own charter and are on the cusp of approving a car park to occupy what is now a small but important lake in the heart of the Gold Coast. This council is directly responsible for consistently wasting ratepayers' money and for wrongly claiming a mandate to be instrumental in giving away and to ruin part of the Broadwater by foreign business. Now, to add salt to the wound, they want to fill in Black Swan Lake and turn it into a car park. When will the madness stop, and when will they be the true champions of ratepayers, wildlife and the environment? Don't hold your breath, listeners, but instead pick up the phone and call your local councillor or email them right now before it's too late for Black Swan Lake. If you go to the Sentinel website, I have included material and evidence supporting the claims made by the Gold Coast Wildlife Society. Now do it for the children, but act quickly. Until next time, this is Kent Bailey.